Skagway officials showed up early in the morning, dressed to impress, and welcome the Celebrity Millennium cruise ship to port. There were speeches and gifts for the captain of the ship. There was applause and laughter. There was even a song by local troubadour Steve Heitz.
Eight stars of gold on the field of blue, Alaska's flag may it mean to you.
All of Tuesday's joy of welcoming the cruise ships back to Skagway comes with a risk, however. The captain of the Celebrity Millennium, Manolis Alavropoulos, who had to remove a COVID-infected passenger the day before, said that he's proud of the extra effort taken to make port calls in Alaska possible.
100% of our crew is fully vaccinated. At least 95% of our passengers are fully vaccinated. And that is a very big protection for us to feel more comfortable.
The big exception, of course, are children under 12. The COVID-19 vaccines have not been approved for young children yet. He says if someone does fall ill, his crew knows what to do.
When they have symptoms, we immediately activate the protocols and we start testing and contact tracing on the ship and in a very quick manner. We are very well trained already.
It was October of 2019, the last time a large cruise ship entered Skagway waters. That summer, over 1 million people visited the small town that sits atop the inside passage by cruise ship. Tens of thousands more poured in over the White Pass via the Klondike Highway. The seasonal workers' wallets were full. Businesses started investing in the future. Life seemed good. Then the global pandemic hit, and there were no more visitors. The highway to Canada was closed to all but essential travelers. No cruise ships could call. Skagway's economy plummeted by 95%. Tour company vans sat idle. Store shelves remained stocked with goods, but there were no customers to buy them. It took 20 months for a large cruise ship to return. Chris Siegel, co-owner of Skagway Float Tours, with glasses fogged from tears in his eyes, described how excited he was to have two tours booked on Tuesday.
Feels great. I can't put it in words. I'm excited to refloat our business. Get things going again. Get back out in Dyea and on the river.
Over the last 20 months, Siegel worked multiple jobs to make ends meet. He also got to spend extra time with his family. Their second business, Frontier Excursions and Adventures, will continue to sit idle until 2022, assuming the highway fully reopens to tour bus traffic by then. Skagway bowling legend Andy Byerly was there in traditional Tlingit dress with a traditional drum. He sees cruise ship tourism as the lifeblood of the community.
It brings a little money into Skagway and brings jobs, and that's the most important thing, is to bring jobs back into Skagway.
But there are those that worry about a COVID-19 outbreak in town. There have been spikes in infections to the north in Canada's Yukon Territory and to the south in Sitka and Juneau, who are both seeing rising case counts. And with all of the fanfare, excitement, and shouts of Skagway's back, there really weren't many visitors strolling down Skagway's historic Broadway Street. Only 1,300 passengers came to visit aboard the Celebrity Millennium. Compare that to a typical Tuesday with over 10,000 people in years prior. But this appears to be the beginning of a return to normal for most people in this small valley atop a giant fjord. And for that, the town is grateful. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.